Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
What's your one last thing?
Well, my one last thing is a song, Stand By Me, by Benny E. King. What'd he say, can TK? He said, when the night has come.
Ooh.
All right, and then the we got a middle part. Dark. And he said, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Gosh, that was awesome. We did harmonize.
That's really good.
They all need to stand together. They still have 11 games in the season. Even though we get up here and we talk back and forth, there's still one football game next week in Chicago. They can go out there, be detailed, win a game, be 3-4, and then go into Arizona home game and be upset, King. So
there's Dante Whitner and a little singing with Joe, which we'll have Joe on at 1:15. I didn't know Dante had the skills, but obviously he does. He joins us every single Monday to break everything down at Dante Whitner. Make sure you follow him. And, of course, pre- and post-game, great crew. And you heard him right there. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line to assess last night's rainy loss to the Colts. How are you, man? And, by the way, great singing there. I didn't know you had the pipes.
I'm doing great. I'm a huge music fan. Nice. So I'm glad that we're able to implement some of those things into the show this year. We're having a lot of fun.
I dig it, man.
And Joe is a crooner and karaoke. I think we got to get you guys on together. I know Laura's going to do it on 49ers pre- and post-game live and have a karaoke off. But I can vouch for this guy's musical talents. We went up to Paradise Valley a few years ago in 2018. It was a really awful scene to see after they lost everything up there with the horrific fires. But Dante drove me back after, got me in the back seat so I could watch Andrew Luck play quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football. And then he went with the Dante mix, and it was incredible. You went from generation to generation. I turned on Michaels and Collinsworth. I watched Andrew and listen, so you do love music, and you have a beautiful singing voice. I think you can out karaoke Joe, Dante.
I probably can. I actually sang in the choir when I was a kid, all the way up in the church choir till I was probably in the eighth grade, seventh grade. So I would hate for some of that film to come out, but yes, I am a true fan fanatic of music.
Yes, eclectic taste. You go back decades. You go back 60s all the way through today. I was impressed.
Yeah, I go back. I love Aretha Franklin. I love Stevie Wonder. I love, you know, every bit of music. I like 80s rock, right? I go deep into the genres. I love jazz. I love Brazilian jazz. Remember the girl from Ipanema? The girl from Ipanema is one of my favorite songs. So, yeah, music. I'm a big music fan.
Very good. I don't want to break this up because I'm really enjoying this, and we're not going to enjoy parts of this conversation we're about ready to have. But let's start with this. You being a former DB, obviously, Kaywan Williams, a 40-yarder, Mosley, a 27-yarder, Tart, a 38-yarder. The one against Norman got called because Pittman made the catch 57 yards down the field. But what the hell's going on as far as all these PI calls are concerned?
Well, some pass interferences are aggressive pass interference. So if you're on the outside, you know, you might grab a guy a little bit. You're tugging back and forth. Okay, sometimes that happens. But when it comes down to technique and it comes down to bad eyes, those are the things that you can't deal with. And then I would say that Kaywan Williams, his wasn't, you know, as bad as the others. Mainly because, you know, he had really good coverage. The front four, they did allow Carson Wentz to step up into the pocket, into one of those vacated lanes. And it was an underthrown ball. You know, that happens sometimes. And he actually did a good job of getting out of the way. But the other ones, the Josh Norman on the outside, you have to know that that's your man. You have to be on top of his upfield shoulder, making sure that you take away, a lot of those routes. And then, you know, even late in the football game, when they gave up the touchdown to Pittman Jr. up the sideline, I don't know if Kirkpatrick wanted to be in the football game, right? He was in good position. He was there. Why not go up and jump up and try to make a play on the ball? But maybe it is time to put the boxing gloves on the defensive backs in practice so that they can't hold, can't panic when the ball is in the air.
We actually talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So Greg Popovich does that a lot in basketball when he's teaching his guys not to foul James Harden. It's a great technique. But explain to us the technique and what you're supposed to do here. You talk about being in phase, and there's no face guarding in the NFL. People keep bringing that up, but that's not a violation. Should a cornerback turn his head and look for the ball, Dante, or when the receiver's on top of you, do you just play the receiver's eyes, then play through his hands and rip the ball out? Obviously, they're arriving way too early with their physicality, but what's the proper technique when you're in phase there?
Well, the proper technique for the defensive backs is it varies in different situations, and you practice a lot of these situations. So if you're in phase and you're looking back at the quarterback, then you go and get the ball. If you're not in phase, you run to catch up depending on where you are on the field, right? So if you're in 5-10 yard phase and you feel like it's going to be a back shoulder, you catch up to be in phase, you hook with the outside arm and you reach back into the hand area, the cup of the receivers, and you play through that. And I heard Josh Norman and a lot of these defensive backs say, oh, it's an offensive game. Oh, it's not the same. Well, what has changed? Nothing has changed. The only thing is you can't knock guys out coming across the middle. Other than that, the rules are the same. You can't touch guys past 5 yards. You have to be in phase on the deep balls. If you're not in phase, you catch up to get in phase. Breaking from the middle of the field. Tart, disguising. You never sacrifice your responsibility for disguise. So when you get caught down there and that quarterback catch you, every defensive back coach will tell you, it's on you if you give up that touchdown because you try to disguise and do something outside of the defense. And that's what's going on with the defensive backs. They're panicking when they're in these situations. I know that they practice them, but on game day, they're not executing. So I hear the excuses, but excuses are like, you know, a-holes. We all have one.
And they all stink. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, right now the 49ers stink, and they need to get it together, and they can. But it's these simple mistakes that they have to stop making. And then there was other plays out there where I saw Josh Norman. You're supposed to be a veteran out there. You're man-to-man on the touchdown. In the red zone, you're looking in the backfield. You're actually chasing the running back, and your man is running wide open into the end zone. Those are bad eyes, and you can't win with that. That's bad football.
Dante Whitner is joining us. We're talking about the loss of the Colts last night. You know, last year when they had all the injuries, I looked at that as an explanation, not an excuse. So when I look at the weather last night, both teams played in the weather. And look, it is what it is. So I'm not going to give them a pass for the weather. I don't know if you've played in weather like that. I mean, you're an Ohio guy, so you probably have. But what was your assessment of how the weather affected the game?
I thought the field was formidable. I didn't see a lot of guys slipping and falling. I know it was raining out there, but they were trying to keep the balls as dry as possible. And the Colts don't look like they had any trouble throwing the football. Carson Wentz didn't have any trouble escaping the pocket and making plays. So I don't think that that's an excuse. I hear a lot of excuses, and this is that point in the season where, you know, you would lose 4 in a row. It's hard to step into the building. Everybody's walking on eggshells. It's about, hey, I'm doing my job. They're not doing their job, and that's when it starts, right? So you can fight against that, right? The good football teams, the veteran football teams led with the great leaders, they fight through that, and then they say, hey, guys, we just have to go out and get one win. We have to put a great week of preparation together. We have to cut out all outside distractions outside of the game of football. And we have to all put it all on the line to get one win because our season is on the line. And then you win this game, you're 3-4. Now you have a 2-game homestand versus the top in the division to really prove and show what type of team you are. So I expect that from the 49ers. I expect them to go out and beat the Chicago Bears this week, put a good week of practice together, and go out and win a football game and then have opportunity to prove that they're a good team against Arizona when they come back.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
If Trey Lance gets over the knee issue, who do you want to play quarterback on Halloween in Chicago?
Trey Lance, I think it's his time now. You've seen it, Jimmy. In these first six games, what have you done? You look the same. The offense can't take that next step with him behind center. You see the throws. He's not even challenging the defense. There's times out there where I would rather a quarterback get in somebody's face, throw the ball deep into coverage to try to make a play, right, and be overly aggressive to where you have to rein him back than to always be, hey, we have to execute. We have to execute. People are tired of hearing that. Don't throw the ball to the defense. Take care of the ball in the pocket. Give me some fire. Make some plays happen with your feet. You might have to take a hit. Coach might have to tell you to slide. But show me that you have the fire to lead the team and win ball games. And I think that if you put Trey Lance out there, you're going to see a new offense. You're going to see controlled chaos. And he's going to put a spark under this team. He already had his feet wet, right? He took some hits out there. We saw it. We never felt like he couldn't move the football. He just had to get better in the red zone. I think that if you put Trey Lance out there, created chaos out there, They'll make some plays, and they'll get this that home field advantage back under them when they play in Levi's Stadium.
We're talking to Dante Whitner, and you can see Dante before and after all the games for the 49ers. Does a great job at NBC Sports Bay Area. In terms of the offensive play calls, Kyle's getting criticism now, and they go out and they get that first drive right down the field, five runs. Mitchell's great. Jimmy had a couple of throws in that. They go up and looking pretty good. They get the fumble. They go up 9-0. Then the offense gets shut down. They come out. They move the pocket in again. They go misdirection. Boom, boom, boom. They get three plays. They score a touchdown. After the game, Darius Leonard said, hey, thank goodness they went away from that stuff. So for two drives, they moved. They went misdirection. They had the Colts on their heels. Why do you think that those were the only two drives they did those things? And did they do the Colts a favor, like Darius Leonard said?
Well, I pretty much know why. Is because that's the first 15 plays that's scripted that they go over every day. Those are the plays that the players have memorized and repetitively done over and over and over. So when you get outside of that structure, which Kyle Shanahan no longer controls, now it's about the quarterback operating, setting things the right way, checking in and out of runs, manipulating the coverage with his eyes, throwing the football with timing, understanding where his guys are going to be, running backs hitting the right hole, right, not actually babysitting. So when you get outside of that first 15, now it's all on the players. And that's why it's starting to happen like that. They have to take it upon themselves, the individuals on offense, defense, and special teams, to be within each other's bodies when they're out there, to understand that we don't need the coach to have to script these plays to have success. When they start to think that way, take the field that way, sustain and end, they'll win a lot of games. But right now, they're not getting it done.
That's why my thoughts, and it may be kind of crazy, but I go back to the Raider game when they were literally in and out, you know, a couple of plays at a time. Could you let Jimmy run the scripted plays? And Kyle scripts 24 of them. So let him have the first three series, whatever it is. And if it's going well, maybe leave him in the game. If it's not, maybe you do it earlier. But does it have to be one or the other, Dante? Could they start Jimmy Garoppolo, give him the script, and then when it's time to go off script and maybe run away from pressure and play more backyard football, then let's go to Trey?
Yeah, I think it depends on what happens in the next few games. You win these next few games and you stay around the playoff conversation. I say that, you know, you could do that. But if you start to get beyond that and playoffs start to look, you know, further and further away from reality, I think that you have to go ahead and understand what the priority is, and that's getting Trey Lance ready to play football next year. So it all depends on how they perform. They perform well over the next few weeks? Yeah, maybe. Maybe you can allow Garoppolo to run the 15, you know, for Trey Lance, and when you want to create some confusion, use some quarterback runs, and maybe take some shots down the field. But 49ers don't start picking up wins, I think it's going to be the Trey Lance show.
We're talking to Dante Whitner about the loss against the Colts last night. Pop and Lund here on the Sports Leader. You know locker rooms a heck of a lot better than I do. I just get the sense when we're talking about the quarterback that Kyle said at the beginning of the year that he would know when it was time, and it just feels like time, and it feels like they're just kind of on the edge of this thing, like you said, and it could go either way. Do you get the sense that things are getting a little weird because of this four-game losing streak?
I think I already know things are getting weird. When you lose one game, it's tough to walk into that building. Two games, oh, man, it's unbearable. 3 and 4 games, it's like, man, I don't want to be here. And that's how the guys feel when they walk in there. You're walking on eggshells. People are pointing fingers. But I don't think they'll have that problem within the 49ers organization. But I tell you right now, the only thing on everybody's mind is one win. And when you lose 4 in a row, you see how precious they are. You won't take them for granted when you start to win again. I tell you that.
Dante, we only get you once a week on Monday after the game. So I want to get your thoughts going into the game on Justin Fields, because you were a huge advocate of the 49ers drafting him. Watched his entire career where you went to school at The Ohio State University. The numbers are not great. He started 5. They've lost 3 of them. Completion percentage about 57. 2 touchdowns. He threw 3 picks yesterday in the brutal loss in Tampa. Now he's got 6, and he's been sacked 22 times. From just watching him casually before we study him this week, it looked like he had a hard time seeing the field initially, and then he got better and better as time went on. What have you seen from Justin Fields' first 5 starts in the NFL?
Well, I haven't studied him exclusively, but I can tell you that he's having struggles like all the other rookie quarterbacks around the league. And, you know, it takes for you to get out there now and get this experience, and you might have to struggle for a bit, mainly because the college game handicaps these quarterbacks. They're running everything from the sideline. They're telling you when the blitz is coming, where to check into, what coverage you're seeing, what's the coverage beater, which run to check into. How many times do you see the whole entire offense in college look over to the sideline, get the right play to check into, and then run it? There's no quarterbacks running the college game right now, so it's going to take some time in the NFL. That headset cuts off at a certain time. So you're going to have to make all those adjustments on your own, but the more he can see it, the more he can understand the timing of the game, the speed of the game, then he's going to be better and better for it.
All right,
he still has those tools, Pop. He still can run around. He still can make plays. What did we see Carson Wentz do? We saw
totally.
Carson Wentz step up in the interior of those lanes, maneuver around, throw the ball up, get PIs, and get big plays on the 49ers secondary. So they're going to have to worry about him. He's another mobile quarterback.
All right, so we're getting Joe on at 1:15, so you could for sure you could out karaoke him, you could out sing him. Is that on record?
Well, I'm going to say I'm not going to go that far right now. I have to really assess his talent. I really have to assess his talents, guys.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Toe-to-toe with anybody. You can ask anybody that know me. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody in karaoke.
We got to set this up, man.
What are you doing at 1:15 today, Dante?
Listen, we can film it. We can do it for charity.
Yeah.
Whatever
we
got to
do it. There you go. Now we're talking.
What are you doing at 1:15 today? Yeah. Are you available?
I'll be on the airplane.
All right.
But tell Joe
we'll do it next week.
All right.
We're going to surprise him one week.
Man.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good one. Talk to you next week.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
All right, there's the great Dante Whitner.
He's got a good voice.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.